How did you know to be here?
The older policeman stood back as the other two officers lifted Rodney's unconscious body out. The emergency phone operator called us. She said it sounded like a war was going on in the elevator.
It was, she said nervously.
So who do we handcuff?
The unconscious one.
While Grace waited for Julian to rejoin her, she noticed the darkness of the elevator shaft he had climbed down to reach her. The smallness of the space. And she remembered the look on Julian's face the night she'd turned off the lights, the nervous look he'd had earlier when they rode the elevator up to her office. Still, he had come for her. Overwhelmed, she felt tears sting her eyes.
He went through it to protect me.
As soon as he was out of the elevator car, she wrapped her arms around him and held him tight. Julian trembled from the force of his emotions. He was so grateful she was alive and unhurt. Picking her up, he kissed her.
No!
Julian released her at the same moment Rodney kicked the policeman away from him. The handcuffs dangled off one of his wrists as he grabbed the policeman's gun and aimed. His reactions honed by battle, Julian grabbed Grace and forced her to the left as the gun went off. Rodney's shot missed them, but was followed by two more as the older officer opened fire on Rodney. Grace tried to pull away. Julian refused to let her. He kept her face against his chest as he saw Rodney die.
"Don't look, Grace," he whispered. "There are some memories you don't need."
Chapter 13.
"Yes, Selina,"
Grace said into the phone as she dressed for work.
"It's been a week. I'm fine."
"You don't sound fine," Selina said skeptically. "You still sound a little shaken." Truthfully, she was. But she was safe, thanks to Julian, and she hadn't seen poor Rodney afterward. Once the police had statements from them, Julian had taken her home, and she'd done her best not to dwell on it.
"Really? I'm fine."
Julian came into the bedroom.
"You're running late."
He took the phone from her and handed her a Danish.
"Finish dressing," he said to her.
Then he turned his attention to Selina. Grace frowned as he walked out of the room, and she couldn't hear him talking. As she dressed, it dawned on her just how comfortable she'd become with Julian. She absolutely loved having him around. She loved taking care of him, and having him take care of her. The mutualness of their relationship was wonderful.
"Grace," he said, as he stuck his head back into the bedroom, "you're still running late."
She laughed as she slid her high heels on.
"I'm going, I'm going."
When they got to the front door, she realized he didn't have his shoes on.
"You're not coming today."
"Do you need me to?"
Grace hesitated. She actually liked being able to have lunch with him and tease him between sessions. But then, she was sure it was boring for him to sit there hour after hour, waiting for her.
"No."
He gave her a hungry kiss.
"I'll see you tonight."
Reluctantly, she let go and hurried out the door to her car. It was one of the longest days in history. Grace sat at her desk counting the seconds until she could get her patient out the door. When 5 o'clock came, she gave poor Rachel the bum's rush for the door, then quickly gathered up her things and went home.